Now, boys and girls, last week I told you how our Lord Jesus Christ had come into the city of Jerusalem and how he had been greeted as the King of the people. When our Lord came to Jerusalem, you remember, of course, he came like no ordinary king, because an ordinary king would have come on a great white horse and he would have had many soldiers. He would have had a whole army with him. But you remember how Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem? He came seated upon a colt, that is a young ass or young donkey, and he was just seated there. The people, you remember, threw their clothes down in the road to greet him, and they sung out that he was the one who had come in the name of the Lord. Now, the reason why Jesus came in that way as the king was because God had said way back in the Old Testament scriptures that that was how the king of the people would come. He wouldn't come like an ordinary king because he hadn't come to set up an ordinary kingdom. He had come to die in order to save men and women, young people, boys and girls from their sins. And he was going to be the king who was then going to go on and be crucified at the hands of men. When we'll see later on our Lord Jesus Christ being put on trial, they mock him, of course, as the king, and they put a crown of thorns on his head, and they sing out that he pretended to be a king, but he was a king. He just wasn't the kind of king that they had expected, but he was the one who had come to be our Savior. Now, when the Lord came to Jerusalem, as we said, of course, he was never going back again to his home in Nazareth. He was going to be put in trial. He was going to be taken out through the gates of the city of Jerusalem, and he was going to be crucified at the place called Calvary. But until that happened, Jesus was going to be for a few days in Jerusalem. And during those days in Jerusalem, the Lord was going to speak many, many lessons to the people that they had to hear. And we have those lessons, of course, in all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. First thing that Jesus did was this. He came to the temple. You remember the very first time that he came to Jerusalem when he began his ministry as a man, he went to the temple. You remember the state that the temple was in? There were people who were buying and selling things. And our Lord Jesus Christ was angry with the people on account of that. And he drove out the money changers. Now, when Jesus came back these 3 years later, things hadn't got any better in the temple. In fact, they were worse. And so the first thing that Jesus did, again, he drove out those people out of the temple, and he said, "Do you not know that my Father's house is to be called the house of prayer, where God was to be worshipped? But he says, you have made it into a den of robbers." And so as he went to the temple and he did that, then the Bible tells us that he sat down in the temple and he began to teach the people many things. Now, one of the things he taught them was this, was in a parable. You remember, a parable is an earthly story, a story about things that happen in the world, but it's really got a heavenly meaning, a meaning that we're to understand concerning God and concerning ourselves. And here's the story. Here's the parable that the Lord told. He said there was this great king, and his son was going to be married. And so he spread a great marriage feast for his son. And he sent out his servants into the streets of the city, and he told them to go and tell all his friends to come now, because everything was ready for the feast. Well, the people who heard those things, says the Lord, they began to mock the servants, and they began to say, "We're not going to any feast. We don't want to go to that feast for the king's son." And in fact, says the Lord, they took some of the servants of the king and they abused them. They treated them very badly. They beat them and they drove them away. When the servants came back and told the king that, then the king said, "Now go out again, but this time don't go to those people. Go into the highways and byways. Go into all, if you like, all the alleys and all the entries. Go out of the city into the hedges. Go and find the people who are very poor. Go and find the people who are lame. Go and find the people who are blind. Go and find the people who are deaf. Go and find anyone who is in need. And say to them, come to the king's feast, for everything is ready. And when the servants went to those people, says the Lord, they all came to the feast. And so they sat down at the feast, and the feast for the king's son was held. What did our Lord mean? There's the earthly story. This king spreading a feast for his son, telling his servants to go. They went. Some people refused, but others came. What did our Lord mean by all that? Well, of course, the great king is our God. The Son is Jesus Christ the Lord. His servants who went to tell people about the feast, well, they, if you like, they were the prophets or the apostles or preachers or anyone really who tells about the gospel. Because the gospel, boys and girls, that's what God invites us to have our souls saved and be right with him. When, of course, the message about the feast, about the gospel, goes to people, there are some people and they just don't want to hear anything about the gospel of Jesus Christ at all. They've got everything that they want, and so they don't want Jesus Christ the Lord. But, of course, there are others. And really, they are people who feel that they need to come for the gospel. You see, the poor people, all those ones who came to the feast, they wanted to come to the feast because they knew it was a great privilege to go into the king's palace and to get all that the king was giving to them. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ told that parable, it's really a parable about the gospel. And God, boys and girls, in all his goodness as the great king of all the earth, he sent Jesus into the world to die in order that there might be the gospel. Gospel means good news. The good news that we can have our sins forgiven and we can be right with God. Now, boys and girls, or any, which of those two peoples do you think we are like? When we hear about Jesus Christ and God and giving his son to die in order that we might be saved, when we think of Jesus alive today in heaven with his Father until he comes again, when we hear all of these things, are we like those ones that mocked, that laughed, that refused? Or are we like those ones who gladly come to Jesus Christ, to the gospel? That's the big question. And when Jesus told those lessons just before he went to the cross, they were very, very important lessons. And that's a very, very important lesson, whether we hear what God is saying and do what he says, or if we refuse. And you, boys and girls, you make sure that you obey God's word, that you believe what God says, and that you know Christ to be your own Savior.